This is Make Them Hear You with ideas of how you can have your voice heard before Congress. Senate Bill 2155, Economic Growth, Regulatory Relief, and Consumer Protection Act, has made it out of committee with strong Republican support and some support of Senate Democrats like Michael Bennett. This bill allows institutions with less than $10 billion in assets first to waive ability to repay requirements for certain residential mortgage loans and exempts them from what are now prohibited, engaging in proprietary trading or hedge funds and private equity funds. These small banks are also exempted by the bill from specified capital and leverage ratios. It reduces inspection requirements and environmental review requirements for certain smaller rural public housing agencies. Provisions relating to stress testing, leverage requirements, and the use of municipal bonds for purposes of meeting liquidity requirements are loosened for these smaller banks. One plus of the bill was its more transparent debating process, signaling a possible return to a little bit of bipartisanship and regular order. Lobbyists for community banks claim that S-2155 would stimulate local economic growth by providing much-needed community bank regulatory relief while preserving vital consumer protections and effective regulatory supervision. While most of the lobbying is coming from community banks, and many of the big banks are sitting this one out, opponents claim S-2155 is the second part of a massive corporate giveaway, the tax breaks being the first. Dodd-Frank dealt with the too-big-to-fail banks by setting a threshold of $50 billion for a bank to qualify for enhanced banking standards. Those standards now will apply only to banks with over $250 billion, a move strongly supported by community banks. Opponents fear this may not be the end of regulatory rollback efforts. Mick Mulvaney was recently reported as calling this legislation a beachhead for additional rollbacks. The bill puts no real consequences on credit bureaus like Equifax for mistaken and breached data. Senator Michael Bennett claims that one of the best aspects of S-2155 is that it accepts much of the core Dodd-Frank regime. But opponents fear increased systemic risk in the banking sector. There are 30-plus banks offering custodial financial services, and this bill benefits only the two largest custodial banks, giving them an unfair competitive advantage and concentrating risk within the system. Opponents are also outraged by the elimination of anti-racial discrimination data reporting. Michael Bennett claims this is only for banks with fewer than 500 home mortgages. In some rural areas, that can be 25% of all mortgages. Opponents say this bill would deregulate 25 of the largest 38 banks in the United States. If you have thoughts about Senate Bill 2155, you can share them with your senators, especially Michael Bennett. This is Chris Moore with Make Them Hear You.